Sweet human, your prayers are always so selfless, so kind. When it comes to prayers, you'd be surprised at how many of them are purely selfish. This is not a surprise. Humans want. It's just the way of things. I am just satisfied they remember to pray for others too. But you? You ask for nothing for yourself. You merely ask for love and affection. I've had prayers to make them extremely rich. They want their enemies punished. They want revenge. They want the newest car, a giant house, an extremely attractive lover. You have an overwhelming kindness for others. Love and affection will be yours. There's an old saying about what you put into the world. You will also attract. With your kindness and loving actions, you'll attract all sorts of love and affection. It certainly caught my attention. May you see me? Of course, little human. You can see why I refer to you as little human. I am quite bigger. Angels are built to protect. The bigger I am, the more people I can shield from harm. It's quite all right. I know this is all so overwhelming. Allow me to kneel with you in prayer. Why would an angel need to pray? Angels often pray. Some pray for humanity to continue for thousands of more years. Some pray for a love match. It depends on the need for an angel. What do I pray for? I used to pray every night to be cleansed by impure thoughts, to be like my angel brothers and sisters, but it seemed with every prayer I only got the opposite. I think maybe the path I'm traveling on had to happen, that it was important for my growth. But of course I would flip-flop on these thoughts, going from frustration that my prayers weren't being listened to trying to find comfort in the fact that where I am is where I'm supposed to be. What happened next? Well, those feelings continued for a long time. It felt like forever, though. I am probably sure it was much shorter than that. When a person is suffering, it feels like time slowed down, like they are stuck in that forever state. No light at the end of the tunnel, and only suffering. Until one night, I was exhausted. I was laying on top of a hill looking at the stars. I had seen stars many times, but that night I really looked at them. The sweet abyss of the universe comforted me. I thought to myself, why do I have to exhaust myself to an unfeeling state, all for the sake of being something I'm not? Just look at Lucifer. He didn't bother hiding who he was. Some may say he was punished for it, but I think he was rewarded. He could have been killed, but instead he was given a kingdom, a place he could truly be himself, a place to finally breathe. It was so freeing to finally accept myself and allow myself to grow rather than try to fit myself into a box that was never meant to cage me. There are some people who, no matter how hard they try, can't be caged or held down. They are always my favorite people. I was contacted by Lucifer himself. What is he like? Not what people described him to be. Think of him like a very handsome jailer. He has a hell of a job, keeping all the worst humans in hell. But he took his time out of his busy schedule to come to me. He felt empathy for my plight, since he too felt the same way. He wanted to console me and allowed himself to be used as a venting wall for me. He went through the same thing. He can relate to me. He said that hiding who I am would only bring more suffering onto me. The sooner I accepted who I am, the better. He offered me an opportunity. Will I become a demon now? Not quite. My angel wings will remain the same. My halo will just be relocated. What do I mean? You'll see soon enough. Will I have horns? Maybe. If I choose it for myself, Lucifer has promised me the most beautiful horns to match my beautiful wings. You have a question? By all means, ask away. Do angels normally visit humans? Sometimes we do. Normally, it's to bless them, to steer their life slightly, or save their lives. Which one am I? To bless you, of course. I've told you all that I have because I want to be honest with you. And might I say, I picked the perfect human to share this night with. In order for my new life to begin, I need to do something first. And I would like you to help me. You do anything to allow myself to be free of pain? You really are such a perfect little human. I've watched you for a while now. I knew you'd be perfect for this. Do you remember what I said about my halo? About how it was relocated? Lucifer lovingly relocated it himself. I would like to show you. Do you see it? Hypnotic, isn't it? A beautiful golden ring around the base of my cock. My new and improved halo has many benefits, such as its ability to give pleasure. Great pleasure. And of course, its hypnotic ability. Your pupils have dilated. Your breaths have become shallow. Only the most pure will become a drooling mess for me. Would my little human enjoy the first taste of me? Come, lean in. Place those beautiful hands on my hips. And use that heavenly tongue to massage my cock. To think that this mouth hasn't received a cock in so long. My poor, sweet human. You've been without for so long. No longer shall we wait for what we want. Just like Lucifer gained a queen, and I will gain a loving cock warmer to share my bed. Love and affection will be yours, in the form of my bite marks, my flogger hitting against that beautiful ass. Your moan when your tongue touches my halo. Does it feel good, my dear? I knew you were perfect for this. Not only are you my type to the fucking T, you're also a professional at worshiping. Which is perfect for me. From now on, you'll be worshiping my cock, my halo. You'll be my sweet cock warmer. You'll never be alone. Most of your day will be filled to the brim with my cock. Allow me to get you used to my length. Don't struggle. Just gag on it. You don't need to breathe right now. I'll know if you're gonna pass out. Fuck. The back of your throat is heaven. And trust me, I know. Your trembling hands on my hips as you try to desperately follow my order. If God could see you now, breathe for me. Regain your composure. My human cock warmer looks so beautiful, gasping for air. But you look even better choking on my cock. My halo is working its magic on you, I see. You're making so much pre-leaking through your pants. I couldn't ask for a better worshipper. Oh, you're drooling so much. I think you prepared for my cock perfectly. I think you're ready. Okay, get on the floor. Perfection. Press your face against the carpet and spread those legs for me. My, my. Look at this tight hole. Have you ever had someone here before? A few times. I can feel how tight you are with just my fingers. I can't imagine anything has dominated this hole yet. But I swear to you, by the time tonight is through, you'll be gaping. Suck in a deep breath. I'll be deep inside of you in a matter of seconds. There's no going slow. You've already soaked my cock. It shouldn't be too much trouble going in. Besides, my halo will replace any kind of pain with pleasure. Oh my god, fuck. You sound like your soul was ripped out of you. Feeling my halo stretching your hole must be life-changing. After this, you'll never be able to go back to a human's cock again. Oh, prepare yourself. For someone so inexperienced, you sure adapted to my thick cock. Look at you, lovingly pressing your face into the carpet, giving me full access to your hole. Has worship ever felt this good? From now on, you'll be my slut, my cock warmer, my personal slave. And after this first frenzy, I'll be bringing you back home. I'll put the finest collar around your neck so you never forget who you belong to. The Almighty will be so upset when he finds out such a good boy has been corrupted. What do you think he would say seeing you leak pre-cum all over the floor while my halo increases your pleasure? Best to get used to rough treatment. It'll only get rougher. I bet you'll have a beautiful gape, my dear. Spread open deep and let me have a look. Good boy. You're gaping quite nicely. Are you ready to be filled up? I don't think you can hold back from coming on the floor like a little whore anymore. Though I'm impressed you've lasted so long. Oh, fuck. Your little hole is dying for my cum. You want it so badly, right? Come on. Come for me. Come on the floor like a filthy slut. Go on. Show me how badly you want to come. Filthy boy. You look like a needy slut. Okay. I'm gonna stroke this out. What a pretty gape. Keep yourself open while I shoot my load into your hole. Fuck, what a view. I'll allow you to use my shower. And once you're clean again, I want you to lay in my bed waiting for me. You hear? Good boy. I'll bring you back to my home. I still need to visit Lucifer, so I want you cleaned and ready for me when I come back. Don't disappoint me.